I ran basically from Grand Forks to Williston. It was about 360 plus miles, and we did it around 2 weeks, just in order to raise awareness about the impact of the Bakken boom, with a message to preserve North Dakota's land, air, and water for future generations.
With only a second team member on a bicycle with a trailer full of supplies, Kobolinski set out from Grand Forks on Memorial Day. Following a series of state and county highways, he made his way west through an ever-changing landscape.
Oh, man. So starting in Grand Forks, we made our way all the way over to Minot, and there's tons of ag and cattle, just beautiful land. I mean, I was really surprised because I was expecting flat prairie, but there's tons of variation with topography, lots of water. And then when we hit Minot and started traveling further west, I mean, it just became more and more desolate, less and less agriculture, cattle, and then it just became apparent right after Berthold that there's just tons and tons of oil. I mean, these oil derricks are basically everywhere.
And Kobolinski says, with those oil wells comes the traffic, even in the most remote areas.
We weren't expecting it, but there's tons and tons of oil trucks. I mean, yesterday, actually, we witnessed basically a truck crash. I mean, we saw from the distance smoke, and then we actually met someone that that witnessed it and told us that it was like a construction truck that trashed a tool truck. I mean, it's dangerous traffic. There's trucks constantly whizzing by on gravel roads. They'll come by, kick up smoke, and then you can't really see other cars coming behind it.
It was the traffic that got the better of the mission. Just outside of Williston, Kobolinski and his support person called it quits, out of concerns for safety. As far as the initial impression of the adventure, Kobolinski says it's going to take some time to process it all.
I definitely didn't expect anything as difficult as this. I mean, we'd be moving for basically 6 to 12 hours a day. I mean, physically fatiguing, mentally fatiguing, and then trying to, I guess, process everything that's happening right now is just extremely difficult and overwhelming because, like I said before, I didn't realize like the boom was this big. It's just crazy out here.
In concluding his journey, Kobolinski was hoping to meet with Williston Mayor Ward Kozier to explain the effort and deliver a letter showing regional support for the communities and residents impacted by the oil boom. And from there?
I sit down and eat tons of ice cream and then pass out pretty much. I'm going to sleep so much.
For Prairie Public, I'm Todd McDonald.